We are joined now by a very special guest. He's made 80 appearances for the Socceroos, been to 2 World Cups, has played all over the world against some of the best players, and now has come home to Wollongong. Luke Wilkshire, thank you very much for joining us.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, very well. Thank you. It's Athos here. And, you know, you've recently returned to Wollongong. Was it almost meant to be that you were to return to one of your childhood clubs?
Yeah, look, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, opportunities come along, and yeah, this is the time, I guess, for me, and something that I was very interested in, and very happy to join.
Look, Luke, it's Nick here, and look, you've had a really short turnaround after, you know, a huge A-League campaign, playing the Champions League and playing obviously a long competition, which ended in obviously in that semi-final loss. But how do you pick yourself up so quickly and move on to the next challenge?
No, look, you have to. You know, in football, you know, from 1 week to another, there's new challenges and opportunities, and I'd say the timing was right. You know, I had a good A-League season and thoroughly enjoyed it, but now I've got a new challenge in front of me, which I'm taking on head on.
And has it been a smooth transition coming from the A-League, where you know you're in a very professional environment, to a semi-professional environment in the NPL?
Yeah, look, of course it's very different, but I was aware of that when I decided to make this decision. And look, my family's very settled down here in Wollongong, and I'm very happy. And like I said, trying to make steps down here and looking for progress football down in the region.
It's a big game this weekend against Marconi. Obviously, both sides looking to get the win. What's the mentality around the team heading into this game?
Yeah, look, we're at home. You know, nice stadium, good pitch. Hopefully, a good crowd will turn up. And yeah, we're looking forward to the game and obviously to start back to winning ways.
You're listening to the FNR Preview Show with Athos Syrianos and Nick Dabana. We've got Luke Wilkshire on the line, who's played many a game for the Socceroos and now has come home to Wollongong. Luke, Wollongong has made it very clear that they have ambitions to be a part of an expanded A-League. Did this opportunity for growth contribute to your decision to join the club?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've said all along, it's not just about these 10, 11, 12 games in the NPL. I'm looking at the bigger picture here, and you know, I've come to help with that in any way possible on and off the field. And obviously to be involved, and I think the region is crying out for an A-League team. You know, it's got a lot of history from back in the NSL days, and being back here in the region, you can see just how much football does mean to the people here, and I think an A-League team would be ideal.
And when the team come out to play, you know, during the weekend, is there a real sense of community? Does the town really get behind the team?
Yeah, look, I've watched one own game. I'm looking forward on Sunday to see people turn out at Wynn Stadium for the game, and really looking forward to it. And like I said, I've felt it just walking around and being back here in Wollongong from the people. You know, I've been 20 years away. And I can see that there's still that passion and that following of football here. And I said, like I said, the A-League would just really wake that up even more so.
Luke, obviously it was a bit of a baptism of fire last week, a tough loss to Sydney Olympic. How's the team feeling after that loss? Obviously a 5-1 defeat, but back at home, obviously a really good chance to get back on the winners list. But how's the team going? How have they gone during the week?
No, look, I think the score didn't really do us justice. I think we played some good football at times. Obviously, it doesn't reflect well with 5-1 result, but I think the way the game was played, I think it was a lot closer. So, look, we felt that we played some good stuff. We weren't clinical enough. We weren't good enough in both boxes, which is where games are won. We've worked on that this week. And like I said, we'll be looking forward to Sunday getting out there and winning at home.
And on a personal level, how do you think your performance was?
Yeah, look, it's hard. I always try to, you know, look at myself. I always look in the mirror and how I perform. I don't really like to speak about it too much. And generally when I'm playing football, I like to let other people judge. You know, football is a game of opinions. I leave it up to others when it comes to myself.
And does this move to Wollongong also potentially set up a coaching role for you down the track? Do you have any coaching aspirations in the future?
Yeah, quite possibly. Look, you know, I'm sort of easing my way, you could say, out of my playing career. I can't play forever as much as I would love to. You know, there's no hiding the fact that I'm nearly 37 years of age, although the body feels pretty good. So, yeah, look, I want to be involved in football in some shape or form, and we'll see what that will be in time, I guess.
You're listening to the FNR Preview Show with Nick Dabano and Athos Sirianos. We're joined by a very special guest in Luke Wilkshire. And Luke, obviously, we've seen you come down to the NPL New South Wales. Any chance one of your former soccer buddies, Tim Cahill, is on the move as well?
Look, I wouldn't have a clue. You know, he's all over the place at the moment, so I guess you'd have to ask him that one.
fair enough. Yeah,
and Luke, we really appreciate you coming on the preview show tonight. Obviously, a big game against Marconi, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks very much.